Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 11, Episode number 12, and number 66 in your hearts. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by one special guest this week, the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, of course, the A Cup champion, Mr. Amazing. So let's get right into the results of week number 11 in KSL. Doug over Nanigay, Ochi over Oberg, Palmer over Kevin, Aaron over Andy, Tybo over Snyder, Pate over Brian. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
Wait, what was that third to last one you said,
It doesn't Andy? Matter. It doesn't okay. fucking matter.
Okay. Anyway, game of the week. I mean, we could give it to the biggest blowout of the week, but I'm not going to do that. I'm actually going to say game of the week was, surprisingly enough, Tybo over Snyder, because it came down to Monday night, and it was really close, surprisingly.
Yep. For some, and Ty, you know, he was able to pull out, and for a change.
Which, from what I hear, is the first time he's ever pulled out.
That might have been. For some reason, it said that we didn't play week 12. But, it said we didn't play week 11. But yeah, it was a close game. Ty won by just a little over 9 points, almost 10 points. You know, crap happens. I guess Bears can suck and, well, yeah. Anyways. That was game of the week. Total game of the week. That's a tough one, Aaron. Who do you think it is?
I would say Ochi over Oberg. You know, it was a game no one was looking forward to. And then Ochi had a couple of guys who somewhat performed and it destroyed Oberg and his chances of making the playoffs.
Well, he still has a chance. He just has to win out.
And everyone else has to lose.
And he has to get 300 more points than than Ochi's team.
Yeah. The chance of him making the playoffs is astronomically impossible.
Well, he may win, though. He just has to win the last two games. So let's move on to week number 12. We have Aaron versus Ochi, Doug versus Pate, Andy versus Nanigay in a divisional, Brian versus Palmer in a divisional, Snyder versus Oberg in a divisional, Tybo versus Kevin in a divisional. Game of the week, I'm going to say it right now, is going to be Snyder versus Oberg.
That's closer to toilet bowl game of the week. It's going to be yours and Nanigay's, and here's why. Nanigay is hurting right now at a few positions, and you need this to stay alive. While you do have the most points, one of the most points for, and so whatever position you end up in, you'll be at the top of that because of the tiebreakers. You have to win. And if you win, you actually jump up to sixth, which is important for you. And you need to do that because you need to be higher than seventh or eighth. Because if you're seventh, you'll probably face me. Eighth, you're probably going to face Palmer. Two really tough teams. So that's a very, very big game.
Yeah, it just sucks that I'm 4-7.
And you have like the third highest points for.
I know.
It does suck.
Total game of the week goes to Tybo versus Kevin. No one cares about this besides me. Kevin just needs a win. And I'm pretty sure he will. What do you think, Aaron?
It's actually mine and Ochi's, because seeing Ochi has two people now on IR, seeing what I've put up the most points the last three straight weeks, this should be a blowout. It should be a blowout. And a lot of people need it to be, you included. In fact, almost everybody needs me to win.
Surprisingly, for the first time, everyone is begging for you to actually perform. Every one of your players.
Yeah,
they're not letting you tinker anymore. Your lineup's set.
It pretty much is. I do want to break down a couple of small things, though, real quick, since it's only you and I on the show.
Oh, jeez.
So, Doug and Pate. Huge game for Doug. Doug's win last week over Nanigay, it helped excel him into that playoff picture. Doug needs to win to make it in. He doesn't have as much points for, and so he needs to not only get more points for, but he also has to get a win. Yours and Nanigay already talked about. If Brian wins, Brian can really shake things up in the playoff landscape. One, if he wins, I jump up into first place. But he will also jump up into, I want to say, ninth place, maybe 10th. But he'll also be in that echelon of, I can make the playoffs. And if Brian wins that one, he plays Ochi week 13. And if he wins against Ochi, he could knock Ochi out of the playoffs.
Mm.
So Brian's schedule is actually very important. Snyder versus Oberg. I hate to say this to Oberg, but he's probably going to get the crap out of him. Like, Snyder's going to own his ass. And then Tybo and Kevin. This is my most likely to get password is Taco. I think Kevin is going to lose.
Really?
I think that Kevin has he lost one player to IR, and another one of his players is concussed. He has one starting running back in Steven Ridley. That's it. Who's his other running back? Who?
I don't know.
He's screwed. He needs Eli Manning or Joe Flacco to do well.
And what do we know about November for the Giants? They suck.
Suck.
Yeah, so I will agree with that.
He's probably going to lose, which is bad for you because you want Kevin to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're going to win, and I think that Tybo's going to win. Snyder's going to win. I think Brian's going to win. I think, though, that Pate will beat Doug. So I think he's going to be the only one who will fall. And then I think he's going to win. That'd be my guess.
All right.
So I think we're going to have three pretty big upsets.
All right. So which of the 4-7 teams will actually make the playoffs? Myself, Andy, Joe, Doug, and Tybo. Which of those four are going to make it, Aaron?
You and Joe.
All right. I agree with that. Will Nanage and Kev, where will, what place will Nanage and Kevin end up? I'm going to say right now, Nanage is going to be number one. Kevin will be number two in the division, and I'll be number three.
Where do you think Nanage will fall in the playoffs, though? Do you think he'll be number
first round.
Two? Or I'm sorry, I should say, where do you think he's going to be the second seed, the third seed?
He'll probably be the third seed, but he'll get kicked out first round. Because
Kevin would be probably the fifth seed then.
Right. If I look at this properly, I'm probably going to face Nanage week 14. If I make the play, if I win this week, I'm in. It's pretty much a guarantee that I am in. Because even if I was to lose, if the way it looks, even if I was to lose against Tybo, which I doubt I will, I'd still make it. But it could also come down where I have to beat Tybo just to make it in the playoffs. So
that's what it's probably going to be.
But you know what happened last year? Tybo was in the same Ty was in the same predicament, and guess what happened?
He made the playoffs.
Yes. So I just need the same luck that he had, except I need to win it all. So, but all right, I asked the question. Where do you want me to present the A Cup trophy to you? Do you want to do it in front of the sword, in front of the teacups? Or do you want to do it in front of Splash Mountain? How do you want me to present the trophy to you?
On your hands and knees.
Where do you want me to do it at, though? Do you want
on
me
your
to,
hands
do you
and
want
knees,
me to do it in front of the ocean? Do you want me to do it down at Disney? Do you want me to do it at the TNA event?
No. We'll do it in Kewaunee.
No, I'm going to give it to you down there.
You're going to give it to me down there?
I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to go balls deep.
You're going to give it to me down there. Huh?
Why do I trust you so much?
That sounds sexy.
Yes, it does. So I just need to know where you want me to give you the trophy, and should I bring the belt?
No, you should not bring the belt. You should not bring the trophy. The trophy, I will pick it up when I'm in Kewaunee.
When are you going to be in Kewaunee next?
I don't know, the summer?
I'll give it to you down there so you can brag about it, and we can have someone do a video, either Ann or Heather, or both. And Ava, too. We'll get her perspective, so I'll be right at her balls the entire time. But anyways.
So will Ochi make the playoffs, Andy?
Unfortunately, I think he will. I think he'll end up making it. And I'm not happy about it, but because it's just a team, and yeah. So he's going to make the playoffs. What do you think?
It'll be unfortunate. I don't think he's going to, but I think that if he does, he's out first round. I just do not see a scenario where he actually wins the first round. I think he loses this week. I think he loses next week. If he is in the playoffs, he's the 7th or 8th seed. And so that means that he's going to face either myself or Palmer. And both our teams are pretty good. So the chance of him winning again is pretty slim.
All right.
So, and if he does happen to make it past the first round, there's no possible way he's making it past the second.
Or none. Third. I'll say that right now. And that's, yeah, that won't happen. But so anyways, one thing also when you talk about survival, of course, the Aluminum Falcons, Mr. Joe Snyder, is the champion. We'll just point that out still. Again. He's still the champion. And so is 10 other people, including one person to even make a pick as champion. Oh. But anyway, so Pick'ems, I got to give it to Sir Pix-a-Lot, Mr. Dave Nanigay. You are a pick machine. Can you believe that, Aaron? He is picking it good. He is 3 over myself and Brian. But the other interesting part is, how close is everyone?
It's really close.
Like
myself and Doug are 4 behind him. And so we are, I mean, we're right in the running. I mean, you know, this week in particular, we could easily make up ground, or he could possibly pull ahead by a couple, you know?
Like,
it's very, very close.
Like right now, I know one is Ty Palmer, David Pate. Who's the other person? He's been paid. Who's that one?
I think that's Oak.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, okay. So, all right. So they all have 89, and Nanigay has 105. So they're only 6 away. So they, it could be 1 week, they could be right back in it. So we got to give them, you know, everyone's still in it. That's the great part about this.
Mm-hmm.
We have some other people. That cake is done. Who is that?
That's Joe.
Okay, so that's Joe. So he's still pretty close. He's just a little behind. He's 16 behind right now, but 1 week, that's all it takes. And he could be right back in it. One bad week for everyone, which does happen, you know, once in a while. He could be right back in it. But yeah, so basically everyone's still in it. There's not a clear champion. There's not someone that's up by 10 or 15 like I think we've had a couple of the years. You know, it's still going, so I got to give everyone credit. Great, and, you know, it just shows that we know our football stuff. We know our shit. KiwaniSportsLeague.com if you want to see the any info. So do we got any NFL news that we want to talk about?
No.
We should talk about getting a web hosting provider like HostGator, Section 8686.
You know, last week you forgot about that, and I was pretty happy.
You were pretty happy about that. NFL news, yeah. We have Jay Cutler concussed, Alex Smith concussed. Let's see, who else? Shay McClellan, Brian Chatiet. But yeah, so there's nothing really going on in the NFL right now. You got anything?
Yeah, there is, but we just don't have anything really to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's playing, but that's about it.
Yeah, well,
let's talk about the NHL strike.
So, actually, I hope that everybody got my sheet I sent out. I sent out the updated spreadsheet.
Yes, you did.
To everyone in the league.
And I did not look at it because I was still pissed about the loss.
Which loss was that, Andy?
The one from this week. If I would have won, I would have pretty much clinched.
So you lost to
some douchebag who sucks a lot of cock. Lots of cock. That's who I lost to.
You know,
I lost to you. That's what it is. I lost to Aaron. That's what happened.
I had one of the worst records, and still do have one of the worst records against Dave Pate and Brian Chatiet. Brian, I've started to catch back up with, but Dave, I'm 2-6 against. I've only beat him twice, you know, in the like 7 years we've been playing each other, and you know it sucks. I mean, it does, and it's one of those things. You know, it's like, ugh. You know, I hope that I can, you know, start doing better. You know, you and Doug, actually, you had Doug was winless against you, if I'm correct. And this year, I believe he beat you, or maybe you had just had a really good record against him or something like that. So, you know, it happens. Next year, you could turn things around and actually beat me. You never know.
Blah,
you know?
Blah, 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 blah. You still talking?
Yeah. So anyway, I hope that everyone likes that. It's something for them to be thankful for because it is Thanksgiving. And mm-hmm. So... I hope that everyone has a very safe and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, today. Yep.
And if it's foggy out, make sure you pull over further to the side of the road so if you do get hit, it's not that bad. Or it hits a person in front of you, because then it's all good.
What's crazy is, you know, if you call 911, you'll probably get my ex-girlfriend.
Yes, but she did let you know what was going on, so I got to give her credit. So thanks, W.
Credit?
What?
Quedit.
What'd you say?
Give her quedit.
Quedit?
Give her quedit.
No, gotta give him credit.
Quit it.
You.
That's anyways. All the time we have for this
week. And that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into Twitter, you can follow us at what, Aaron? Kiwani Sports and mm-hmm. Kiwani Bulldogs. And what's the other one?
The Amazings.
He is AP Hughes. I'm A Hughes 86. And for everyone in the Kiwani Sports League realm, he is, and for Aaron, he is Aaron. I am Andy, and I don't know how to do an outro because we never have a set one for this one like we do on the other shows. So, anyway, so for my bro and co-host, Aaron, I am your co-host, the Drew, and we'll see you all on the gridiron. Yes, I know that one sucked, okay? Go ahead, say whatever you want. That outro fucking sucked.
You okay there, Spanky?
I can't believe I lost you. I'm still pissed about that. Anything about fantasy football, I'm like, fuck fantasy football right now. I lost to Aaron. Now I gotta hear about it for another year.
Hey, I don't care what
it is,
dude.
I don't care what it is. Next year, I'm saying right now, next year for the schedule, I face you first round. First round, week one, I want to face you. That's it.
Why? That's get not fun. Over you want to do it like in
I want to get it over and done with. So if I win, you're going to hear about it for the next 12 weeks.